All right, back to work here. All right, start where we picked up, where we stopped yesterday, where it says, Mahaya Oseh Cholek Lashon Shel Zahuris. Okay? So the mission, Samach Zayin Alav. So the Mishnah says something very strange. It says, what would happen? The string was split. Right? One part of it was on a rock, right? Essentially the rock at the cliff. The other part of it was tied around the horns. Okay? Why do we care about this? So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, good. So what should we do? Tie the whole string on the rock.
Yeah.
Okay? Gemara dives right into this. It's saying, why would you want to do this split system? Put the whole thing on the rock. What's the problem? The problem is mitzvah. B'seir. Good. Okay, so what's going to happen? You guys all know this by now. It's going to turn white. Okay? Which already tells you that it would be able to turn white before you push it off the cliff. Which therefore would tell you, and this I think is a key point, what's it really tied to? I know that's the wrong word to use, but it's really tied to, get it? It's really tied to the avod and the mikdash. Okay? Oh, okay. I'll answer that. But the kapara can only take place after the siyum avoda. I'll show you why. But I'm saying you'll see the reason why I'm saying it. But for now,
right? But weren't there years that it didn't turn white?
Yes, it means that Bnei Yisrael weren't forgiven.
Right. So it has nothing to do with avoda. It has
no. But if it's going to, you're right. But you need something. You need a catalyst for the kapara. I'm not getting into divine, like how that works. I'm saying there's a catalyst. A catalyst is the completion of the avoda.
Right. Of course.
If I see the kapara take place, I'm going to say, I don't have to push this, I don't have to complete the avoda here. Why? What's the point of...
How does it not complete the avoda? Does he have to stay there for the rest of Yom Kippur?
No. He's going to say, but he's going to say superfluous. He's going to say, what's the point of pushing this off?
He's going to forget.
He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it.
Yeah, the kapara, I'm not.
Right. Right, exactly. No, end the story. We're forgiven. So that's it. I can go home now. So that's one side. I know. That's a good question. There's such a thing. That's right. Was it Majid Tamach Hacham? Okay. Okay, now what's the other side?
Why did they pick this guy to push the goat off the cliff?
I don't know. They didn't. Exactly. I don't know. Who knows? Okay, what's the other side? Or...
Oh.
That's your cue.
Oh, totally.
You'll learn the tones. Like when I say or. Okay.
Karnov.
So then tie it to the horns. Okay. In other words, if you're so worried about the rock issue, so tie it to the horns of the animal. Okay. So the answer is.
The lav, adaita.
So as explained by the Mefarshim, so what's going to happen? He'll push the animal off the cliff. It will start tumbling down. The string will be buried in its contorted torso, right? That's a good way to put it, right? And he won't see it turn white. And as the Rambam says, what does the Rambam emphasize? Oh, I'm putting emphasis on. What does Rambam emphasize in the Parashat Mishnayos?
He wasn't forgiven.
Well, therefore... Das will be weakened. He'll be upset. But he won't know. He won't know if we got kapara or not. So you can't put it on the animal. So what's the compromise? The old split. Split in half. Well, what's going on here? The Lashon Shel Zahuris, it's not part of the Avodah Sayom. That's impossible. The Torah would have to mention it then. Words, if it's part of the Avodah, it has to be mentioned. But what's its function though? Really, what should have taken place in a utopian system? What should have taken place?
We do it and we move on.
In other words, the Kohen Gadol finishes Avoda, and if you're still alive, great, or whatever. I'm saying the point is, he does Avoda, and that's it. That's all you have to worry about. But you see from the next Gemara, but no, that's not enough. They need some siman to indicate that the avoda was successful. Again, the Kohen Gadol does his avoda. A successful avoda leads to some sort of divine response via kapara, but they need to see. But there has to be some type of physical representation of the completion of the avoda. So what was used for that? This lashon shel zohuras. So it's not part of the avodas hamikdash, right? But it is part of the seder hayom. Again, it's not part of the avodas hamikdash itself. You can't tell me it's part of the avoda. It's not part of the avoda, right? But it does fit into the seder hayom. We have a precedent for that. Set up this way, then the idea of the string and what the potential problems that emerge, I think we can handle now a little bit. I think we can get a better understanding of.
Okay,
so
originally you thought that wanted it.
Now it's a little more reasonable to think about why he would assume, right? Why he wouldn't be focused on completing the avoda? Because what's he going to say? Since the lashon shel zohuras is telling us what the avoda was effective, the avoda was mikdash was effective, right?
He also is a avoda, so he needs the right mindset.
Let's say it again. Right, in other words, well, more than that. Yeah, but don't get too philosophical. But you're right. In other words, the problem is this is as much part of the avoda as anything else. Now, why would you think it's not part of the avoda?
Because it's not part of the avoda.
What?
Because
it's not a mikdash. It's not a mikdash. It's not mikdash, right? So what you're going to see is he's going to say, oh, the avoda's done. How do I know the avoda's done? Because this thing turned color. So now he's going to say to himself, so now he's not going to be as focused on completing the task. But the point, though, is that it's not, I don't know what the realistic probability of that taking place. That's a separate question. What I'm focusing on, though, is that I'm focusing on the relationship that this string had to the system of avoda. It seems like it was introduced as a mechanism to allow the people to say, oh, we know if the avoda was successful or not. We're able to identify that. But there's certain problems that emerge by relying on this, by having the string in the system. The first way saying that, what's the issue of tying it to the rock, is just showing you, again, I think it's really investigating the nature of the relationship of the string to this entire avoda. And one possibility is that if it's not done correctly, again, using that terminology, if it's not done correctly, what could it lead to? It could lead to a psul in the ma'aseh avoda itself, because it's there to tell you what happened in the mikdash. And this guy sees that, he's going to say, oh, the avoda is complete. So he's going to think the avoda is complete. When this is just as much a part of the avodas hayom as anything in the mikdash. But you can see why he thinks otherwise. He's not in the mikdash. He's doing non-mikdash things. It's a very odd avoda. What's the other possibility then? Why the Gemara says then tie the whole thing onto the horns? Let me just get one point across. So in other words,
there's a problem.
Yeah, but they weren't goes to the lush itself. That seems
no,
to be.
No, I'm saying, but the people, there are some lush. I'm saying, why can't there be some lush? Just have lush through the horns. It's true. The point was this. The Gemara had to nuke the point. They couldn't take it, so it was done. We couldn't benefit from it. It was causing more problems than benefits.
Right. You're saying there's no mechanism to get rid of this Daraisa?
Yeah,
but it is funny to say, but it is odd to say that you have an object that, that what do you call it, that was set up for a certain function, but you completely removed this function.
Well, the object had a level of function.
Right.
So it was
a
custom problem.
Push
it away.
Right.
I'm going to have a maskana. The happy was that we should push
away
the maskana.
No. Yes, it has to be attached to. And that second thing to the animal. Why? Because if it were buried separately, then you would think it's discrete from the Seder Hayom. The Lashon Shel Zohuras is part of the Seder Hayom, and it has a relationship to the Avoda. How do you demonstrate that? By attaching it to the animal. If you buried it separately, you know what a person would think? It has nothing to do with the Avoda Sayom. It's a separate thing altogether. Can it be the base of Mikdash? Tanur Banan. Mibachutz. Okay, so first they tied this string where? At the Pesach of the Ulam, outside. So now let's think about exactly where that is, okay? Again, I the way I read it is that. Well, but it's tied, in other words, it's still, some part of it is in the Azara, in the Heichal, so to speak, and then it comes out. So if you were standing in the audience, you would see the string. Right? Okay. Hilbin. Yeah, there was an audience. Bnei Yisrael. Yeah.
And there's an audience.
All right. So what would happen? So Hilbin. Grizzly, go on. So Hilbin, if it turned white, Mordechai, that's your cue. If it turned white.
If it turned white, what?
Hayu Smechen.
Hayu
Smechen. They'd be happy. Yes, rejoice. Because why? Our sins have been forgiven. Right? And Lohilbin.
Lohilbin.
Atzavin. And? Miss Baishin, which means? Ashamed. Sad and ashamed. Devastating.
Like,
devastating news.
It's like when your home team lost, they had to like...
It's very
weird to
set this a negative thing.
Yeah, I feel like we should be embarrassed.
Ulam. Bifnim. So simple. Take this string. It's still attached to the ulam, but make it go to the inside. So what ostensibly what's going to happen? No one can see it. Except what happened? The Adayinu Ayu Mitzitzin. The Rowan. Right? But what? Some guys can peek. You know what I mean? They can,
they can
see it. What's going on here? Oh, so then they have no choice. And so read the last line. Hiskinu. So you kosherin. Keep going. Next. Hiskinu shayu kosherin oso chetzio basala. There. There's only so many more lines you can go down. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to read the last line. So it says, his skinny shayu kosher so chetzio basala v'chetzio minkarno. So after trying the second option, and they saw people still were able to see, and obviously the people who saw would report back to their other Jews and say, by the way, we saw if it turned white or not, and then that would cause them to have a similar reaction. They wised up. And what they say? Out of the Mikdash. Into the desert you go. Exiled. I'm going to show you what I think, how this string, what the string actually does, like what it really does. So we have there's a chi of tshuva. Tshuva is the real idea of Yom Kippur. What is avoda? What's the avoda sayam? What's the service in the temple? What was it there for? Right? What's it doing? It's giving, right, a halachic expression, right, to tshuva. And obviously kapara. There's ideas of tshuva and kapara. You take this philosophical ideal and then express it through the halachic system of avoda. That's how it was set up. Okay? The whole idea of the service in Yom Kippur, if you look at it, if you study it, all the sacrifices and things that Kohen Gadol recited, Ana Hashem Chatasi, it's all giving the ideas of the meta ideas of Tshuva and Kapara some halachic framework. Okay? So far so good? That's not too bad, right? Okay, good. Oh, good, okay. But it's, okay. Right. Okay, but with that said, now, what's the string doing? Okay, you see, that's not enough, though. Because the people, they need to see some indication that this process was successful. What's the problem if they get upset? You say it's good for them to be upset.
They're not going to use it to perfect themselves.
It's going to undermine the system of tshuva. Because they're going to relate to tshuva in a bad way. Correct. Happy, right? Yay. But when they get sad, you know what the problem is? They're going to look at this as they're going to relate to the system of tshuva inappropriately. And that's what the whole framework comes from that. In other words, let's go in order. You have tshuva, right? Expressed. How do we express tshuva halakhically? Through avoda. God, well, we insert this string in here because people need it. But we can't allow the string to function in a manner where it's going to undermine their confidence in the tshuva itself. Because that's what's leading to the whole system of avoda to begin with. You understand? If they lose confidence in the system of tshuva, then the string is not accomplishing its objective. They need some physical simen to see that God forgave them. Confidence. Yishadas, yes. No, the problem is that they want to demonstrate that it's part of the it's reflecting on the avoda, right? They have to show the people that this is taught. It's tied to that. By staying in Mikdash.
Yes.
But if no one can see it, then it's not functioning for the Am. Then what to do? I think someone asked a question before. Yeah, but what's going to happen now?
That's
what's going to... What? Can I just do the third step? You'll see the second step? Why do they push out of the Mikdash? Okay? Why do you push out of the Mikdash? Why would you push it out of the Mikdash? In other words, what do you lose? You lose the fact that this is tied to the avodah. It's not a siman for avodah anymore. What? But they're still going to find out about it, right?
You're not going to say that that redness is tied to the soul of the avodah. You know, it's still removed from the second being tied to the
avodah. So yours, okay. We'll see it. Who's going to report about it? No, because you have to. It has to be seen by a member of the Am, an Am guy. No, but I'm saying the Shaliach because of, for now, I don't. Again, this is the next part of the Gemara. But the Shaliach seems to be someone who is like
someone external to the process of
Avodah. Well, he's not part of Avodah's Mikdash.
Oh, he's not a Kohen. He doesn't come. It means he's not a.
Right. He's an Am guy. Right. So I'm saying he's an Am guy. He's the Am guy.
What you're saying as long as someone who's within the process of Avodah sees that, it's not considered the Am?
Correct.
You're saying it has to be, why would that be?
Because he's the only solution they come up with.
No, but what's the psul on somebody from whom is singing in his verse? How does it not represent the Am?
No, because you have to, again, you want to get out of Mikdash, right? Because if it's in Mikdash, what I'm saying is that. It's still a Mikdash, and they're going to find out about it immediately. What? The second step. Oh, hold on. But you, right, so let's understand that. Right, so keep it in Mikdash, but you want to try and separate it out from, in other words, by removing it from normal view, so one guy will see it, right? So maybe it'll minimize, it'll still be tied to Mikdash, right? One second, but what? Let's play it out. This is a certain point where I put up the white flag. But I'm saying, that's kind of the approach I was going down. In other words, what you're going to say is that it's the fact that it was on the Ulam shows you what? The Ulam really represents the conversion point between the Am and the Avodas Mikdash. And that's the point, right there. That's the dividing line. So what's going to happen? So they want to keep it in the Mikdash, but if they can't see it, right? If they're not able to see it, they can't take it off the Ulam, because if they do, what they're showing is that what? They're showing that it's completely Mikdash, right? But they can't demonstrate that, because they want to make sure that people have access to it. They want to show what I drew on the board, that the string represents, again, the tie between Avodas Mikdash and the system of Tshuva. You take it outside, you put it on the Seir, you are accomplishing that idea, right? Because you're saying it's tied to Avodas Mikdash, because this is Avodah, but it's public. It's visible, right? It's roy to be visible, you know? Of course, then the question is that... Because it is. All right, so now Amar Rav Nachman Bar Papa Mishum Rav Elazar Hakfar. You see that Barishona?
I literally do not see where you're.
Can you?
The first word of the line is Papa Mishum Rav Elazar.
What does he add? He says, "How you Barishona?" Zuhuris. Mibifnim. So here's a little bit of a different version. Originally, they strung it up from the Ulam to the inside. So that's a possibility, too. Seir Lamidbar. Okay, so that's Shinasis Mitzvaso. Shinemar Im Yuchatechun Kashanem Kashel Gabino. Beautiful drush, right? In other words, if you know we're forgiven, what'll happen? It'll turn like stone. Okay. But what's he? What? There's a little bit of a nuance here. So what's he saying? What's he saying? Well, sort of. Right. So meaning what? So what ideas he's expressing? I don't care about the Messias aspect of it. What's he saying, guys? What he's trying to say is this. He's trying to say that what do you gain by attaching it to the seer? So now the distortion they would have against Juba won't emerge, right? Because it's not going to turn immediately. But what do you lose? Which I'd say is kind of what you guys think today. What you're going to lose is you're going to think that what? That you're going to take this idea of the Seir and the carrying our sins to the furthest extent possible. Meaning you're going to think it's based on that, right?